you know, just hanging out at my spot with the heron. Apparently this is a male one. And I've actually sang a whole song to this bird. Ebbs and flows. Look, he's backing up. Look, there's a change. And he flies away. He didn't like my song. Just kidding. Anyways, off of work, the little GoPro. Sometimes, you know, I catch dolphins out here.
I rescued a dog
that was over there by the water last week. It was recently, but it's just my spot. It's peaceful. I come here and talk with God. So I suggest you get out. Like, we have a whole world outside of your house. I've been there. I've done that. That t-shirt of staying inside for months. Months. Like, literally months. Wow, look at his hair. Crazy person. Months, yo. Months. Isn't that crazy? It is. I was just talking to my boss about, everybody at my work, they're all awesome, just spiritual leaders to me, but I was just talking about how, you know, just some of the things in the past, you know, and it wasn't to sit there and, like, sit in it or anything, but just some of the things that I could relate to certain people are obviously going through, you know, in this life right now. Depression, anxiety, like abuse, like all that stuff. And when I speak it, it's like, wait, what? Was that me? No. It's not who we created me as. You know, a person that was lost, not meant to be lost. If you want to get lost in the beauty that he has out here in this world for you. Even when it's windy, you'd be like, why is there a girl out there? I'm about to go in the car because I stayed out here the other night way too long. And there's definitely some pollen stirred up, but I don't care what people think. Like, some people would be like, man, that's cocky. Nope. It's correct. Like, I rejoice in the Lord for all he has done for me. I mean, set me free. Sunset's great. It's Friday. And, you know, just like that flag up there, I mean, ooh. I lived in the Middle East where freedom wasn't there. I put myself there. Like, it's not like I was, like, somebody drug me over there. But really appreciate when you do something like that. It's like, you know, a sacrifice, you know, but also going out of your comfort zone. It's the only way you're going to grow in life. The only way you're going to grow in life is going out of your comfort zone and just saying, you know what, just like right now, maybe you're that person that, you know, is lost and just needs to hear something. Just a simple, you are loved, because you are. It's the truth. You are loved. There ain't nothing he can't do for you. And man, God is just so good. And you might be a believer, but maybe you're weak in faith right now. It happens. We all have that little, like, ooh, I fell back. But then what do? We get up. He speaks in what Romans 5 about, you know, hope is not disappoint. Does not disappoint, right? But it talks about also building your character, perseverance and character and patient endurance and everything that flows together once you accept that you need to have to be corrected, you know, and that's part of Humble Pie. gone with the wind. My hair is gone with the wind. But yeah. I say I don't care. It's not like I'm that type of person. I'm like, you know. But I don't.